For the purpose, critique, review, positive, and education, and a special positivity today, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast is presenting...
It's the Nerdlings Podcast, and we got a special guest. I am so excited. We had her on about a month ago. Her song, Blew It, racked up, and is still counting, 400,000 plus plays on Spotify.
That is like...
Unheard of. But it's heard of today.
Mind-blowing speechless. That's incredible.
And she's back with a summer song. This is, it's called Summer Love. It's a collaboration with the Olidge Brothers. Here's Bella Elise and the Olidge Brothers, Summer Love.
I won't let you go.
Hello, Bella.
Hey. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. I'm so glad to have you back on our podcast. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior host.
Jersey Mike, your junior host, here with our princess, Bella.
Hey. I'm so excited to be back. You guys have such a great energy.
Well, tell us about, as we got started, the Olidge Brothers, tell us about them. Who are they, and how did the collaboration come about for Summer Love?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's so crazy how these collaborations and things come about. But what happened was these awesome, sweetest DJs, the Olidge Brothers, they had reached out to me through Instagram. Mm-hmm. And they sent me, which I do, I read all my DMs and I like to listen to people's beats and music that they send me. But anyway, they sent me the demo for Summer Love. And knowing that summer's coming up, I was like, yes, this is awesome. I thought it was perfect for summer. And they're amazing guys, and we all went back and forth and talked about revisions, and I did rewrites on the song, and then we recorded it, and now we're here, and I'm super excited.
So was this done completely over the internet, or did you guys get together at any one point in the studio together if they were in America? Or
no, they're in Sweden, and I'm here in California, in L.A., so we didn't. It was all through email, but it was so easy to work with them and go back and forth through emails, which is crazy, but you know what? I'm sure I'm going to meet them sometime in the future.
That is so cool, because we have the technology to do that today.
Oh my God, it's so crazy how you can, you know, collaborate with people from anywhere in the world nowadays with technology.
And now it's going to be a hit sensational song, because we are approaching summertime, and what better song to start it out with? Your song just hit. Unbelievable.
So, thank you.
Tell us about your experience recording the vocals, because, I mean, I enjoy it because it sounds like you're harmonizing with yourself. It's a throwback to the surf beach music, soundtrack music.
It's definitely got a skippy, upbeat vibe. And you know what? I love recording it because there's a lot to play around with it, and it's a fun song. And immediately, like when I close my eyes and I sing it, I think of summer and the waves and having fun with friends and people. It's such a great vibe to it.
Hey, when you made the video, did any seagulls poop on you?
You know what? I heard if a bird, like, poops on you, it's good luck. But it didn't happen.
Well, that's all right. You got your own luck. You're creating something that's really spinning. I'm telling you, that in my eyes, you're the next Britney Spears. You're going to push her, and she's going to be coming to you and say, when she's older, like Madonna did to her, she's going to want to collaborate with you. You're just going to be all over the place.
So we saw the clips on Instagram of you down on the beach at the Santa Monica Pier in the background, which is very iconic because a lot of movies and music videos have been filmed there.
Oh my God, yeah. I love Santa Monica.
Are you going to be doing a full music video for release of the song at the same time when it goes out?
Not at the time of the release, but definitely looking into possibly creating a music video for it, for sure. I think visuals tied to the songs are always great because they give you an idea of what the artist's vision for the music.
Mm-hmm. Now, so your prom's coming up, right?
You said prom?
Yeah, prom's coming up, right?
I already actually went to prom.
Oh, wow. How was that?
It was so fun. It was really fun dancing, and I think it's overrated to a point, but I think it's like, in a way, yes, for like the money and all that stuff, but I think it's like something you don't want to miss out of. Like, if you're a senior, go to your senior prom. Don't miss out on it.
Well, the reason I asked that is because did you get inspired to write another song for something coming out of it? Like, you know, on the spur of the moment, you're with your friends, like, you know, it's great, but you're going to graduate in a month and a half.
He's asking that because, like, when you told us about the inspiration you got from the TV show for Bluet.
Yeah, you know, actually, for Bluet, I didn't get the inspiration from the television show, but I guess I worded it wrong. I was trying to show a correlation of how universal messages play around all the time and how I was watching the show, and it spoke for itself.
A couple weeks ago, you were doing Earth Day, and you were doing something with old denim repurposed. You want to tell us about it? I'm curious about that. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so basically I had people send in donations for old denim, and they recycle the denim instead of it going into the waste, and they give it out around the world. It's a really awesome cause, and I love denim, so I had to wear denim in the video.
So all that denim and all those packages that we saw you stuffing into the post office box, where are they going to? What's their destination?
You know what? I don't know their actual destination because they're dispersed everywhere, but it's called Blue Jeans Go Green.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an awesome organization, and I know I love denim. Well, and they have a lot of sponsors too, like Abercrombie and Fitch and Madewell and J. Crew. Some big sponsors out there.
I could totally see you in an advertising campaign for one of those companies for material denim, for sure. Absolutely. So I got a question. I noticed something I didn't touch on last time. You got to perform at a very iconic place in history last November at the Whiskey A Go Go on Sunset Strip.
I did.
Not many people get to do that. I mean, that's the place, like the birth of the Los Angeles, California rock and roll.
The greats.
Tell us about that. I mean, you're just that 1.01% that ever gets to experience that.
You know, it was so awesome. The thing that sucked, though, was it's like 21 and over, so after I performed, I had to go. Uh-huh. Unfortunately, I can't stick around.
Well, that's not such a bad thing. Enjoy your youth, because when you hit 21,
I know.
It's just like, did you get your permit yet, or your driver's license? Is it 16?
Yep. You know what? I got my driver's license when I was 16.
Oh, congratulations. Because back east, it was 17. So
really?
Yeah. When you hit that, you're like, okay. Then it's like, I want to be 18 so I could smoke a cigarette. Then I want to be 21.
Enjoy the freedom. Your youth.
Build it up. It's not worth it. Trust me.
Yeah.
So look at Katy Perry's video. I'm trying to think of it. Waking Up in Vegas. Then she's got another one. I'm going to draw a blank. I'm sorry. Look at all the partying and everything. You see what the results are. It's not worth it. Stay young.
Ew.
Get this music career out there. That's what you're doing. It's incredible.
Yeah, live while you're young.
So are the Ullage brothers going to be promoting the song back in Sweden?
Yes, they are. And actually, they're releasing the song under their Spotify account. And I'm listed as a feature. So I'm not actually going to be releasing it under my Spotify account, but if you go to my Spotify, you will see that I'm under a featured list on their track.
Okay, so the potential, it's kind of like that cross-pollination collaboration thing, you promoting it here,
yep.
And they're promoting it there. And
yep.
That's going to get you kind of the first feet into the pool in Europe, sort of, it sounds like?
Yeah, and I'm really excited to see where it goes.
Now, I asked you last time, any touring or any like special dates coming up, county fairs, you know, lounges or, you know, big events, anything you guys got going on?
Not yet. We usually like schedule them as they come up. Not a lot of them are like pre and advance, but I'm definitely working on new music. I'm scheduled to record another song on Tuesday. And actually today I wrote like the verse, pre-chorus, chorus of another song I'm working on, which I'm really excited about. So it's a matter of like getting more music together and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, nice. So how do you prepare for Tuesday?
I go over my material, just practice it.
All right. You're getting excited for that?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I kind of have to like mentally prepare myself, you know, going with all my intentions. And I have this sheet with all the lyrics that I wrote, and then I have like notes on the side, like what am I thinking about in this part and what do I want to pronounce on this and whatnot.
So when you're doing shows at like the Whiskey A Go-Go or other venues, do you have a main backup band or a house band that you work with in your materials for the live performances?
Yeah, you know what, the bandmates always kind of change depending on people's schedules, but I really want to get down like a solid group of people that I can have and interchange if they're busy. But at the Whiskey A Go-Go, I practiced with that band, and they know all my entire set of my own music, which is awesome.
Are they friends of yours, or just people you just kind of get on, like you said, Instagram, or is it like
Yeah, it's kind of a mixture. In the earlier stuff I released back last year, my EP, I have some people that played on the recording, and then some of them my producer knew guys that play on tour for people, and so he was like, hey, you know, I got this artist, blah 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 blah, and we rehearsed it with them.
So you just got back from I'm gonna, if I can get this right, the ASCAP convention?
Yes, I did.
I know price. Some folks, a lot of people don't know what ASCAP is and the involvement. Break it down for us, Bella.
So basically what the ASCAP Expo is about creating music, whether it's producing, writing, recording, being an artist. All you can imagine about music, that's what it's about. And basically you get to go to a lot of panels, and some are about creating music, about producing music, about finding the right record label. There's just endless amounts of information that you can absorb. And outside they have a bunch of sponsors for microphones and equipment and all that kind of stuff. And it's also great for mingling and networking and find out who you want to collaborate with, whether it's to produce your next single or write with you or all that different kind of stuff. So it's really awesome. It's 3 days, really intense, from like 8 to can go to 7 at night. It's crazy. But it's definitely a whirlwind.
What were some of the forums that you sat in on that were you liked and enjoyed, learned something from?
I definitely liked the ones where they were critiquing songs and talking about stuff for radio and what's current. I loved the one talking about record labels and having your creative opinion and knowing what you want when you go into a record label. That way it's about your message and like what you want to put across. Also, they had a one-on-one session where, you know, you can talk about your music and they give you advice and break down stuff for you.
So what is your message for this summer coming up for all your fans out there? What do you want to turn around and tell them with your lyrics or whatever? What do you want to get across?
Yeah, for summer love, you know what? I say have fun with your friends. Don't have any regrets. Just go for it.
What's a non-regretful day for Bella Elise? What does she like to do with her friends?
You know what? I like to go out to the beach. I like to go to the movie, hang out. I have a lot of friends that are into music, so collaborating, just like a jam session.
Those are always fun.
Yeah. Stuff that gets your jets out, you know?
So, got to tell you a story. Every weekend, I collect rocks and minerals and gems. And I'll go out every Saturday down to Lake Mead near Hoover Dam to go looking for crystals.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take about maybe a 90-minute hike, bring back some rocks, pause for a moment, take some lunch, sit down on a little park bench. And there's always these little ground squirrels that come running up. Okay, so I toss them a little piece of bread or a little bit of my cookie or whatever it is I'm eating. Last week when I was out, I had saltine crackers with me. I threw one of saltine cracker, which was because they're just little tiny ground squirrels, about the maybe two saltine crackers size. He picks it up and he's holding it. And I got to thinking when I was looking at the video, because I got a picture / video of it, that I send it off to my Photoshop person. I'm going to see if I can get it so the little ground squirrel is holding the sleeve cover for your song, Summer Love.
No way.
It's a 50-50 thing right now. If it does happen, I'll share it with you first before I post it on Instagram. But it's a
yes,
because the saltine cracker is square and it's, you know, the perfect size as your little album sleeve cover. I think it'll work.
That is hilarious. I love it. And I'd love to see it if it works out. It just
depends how much time because my Photoshop person is my brother's girlfriend, wife. And so I don't have a lot of money, so that's the route I'm taking. But if it's done, I will share it with you by all means.
Yes. Oh my God, that's so funny. You know, small things happen.
What's the next tour? What's the next big step for Bella? What's your motivation going for?
You know what? My motivation is really simple, and it's to keep doing what I'm doing, persisting, keep writing, meeting people, collaborating, just getting out there.
Now, you said you do all these jams with your friends and stuff. Where do you guys hang out when you do jams? Somebody's house, out on the pier? Do you go to the mall? How do you guys get into a riff on doing that?
You know what? It always varies. Like, if I hang out with friends, sometimes it's in my garage. in my garage has good acoustics. You know, you need those acoustics. you know, it could be like a beach bonfire, really anywhere.
Oh, no way. You guys can still light beach bonfires in California? That's legal? Wow.
Yeah. Why not? Who's going to catch it?
Yeah. Hey, I didn't know that. I come from the East Coast. You can't do that. They see it. They come and they get fined. Oh, my gosh.
Well, Bella, we're really excited you came back on the podcast. We're going to push your song to no end. We'll probably even include it and talk about it in a rave-up positive format because you are the eclectic, positive.
Like I said, model. You're the Britney Spears to overtake her for the next generation. So, and then you'll set the bar high and then turn around. Somebody will have to say, well, I remember Bella Elise passed Britney Spears. Now somebody's going to have to set the bar higher to pass you. It's going to be hard, but that's what we're striving for. That's what you're striving for. Great stuff.
You guys are awesome.
Anything else you want to say to your fans?
I do. You know, I want to actually give a shout out to all the people that are listening in the armed services that are serving for our country. I wanted to say thank you. And if anyone ever wants me to come to a base and perform or something, I would love to.
You would be a nice addition to a USO tour for sure.
Now that's what
that would be.
That's amazing. You're an all-American girl. Thank you and bless you for that because that's what keeps America, America, our armed services. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you for being on the podcast, Bella. We are behind you. We'll support you however we can on your next song and the next song and the next song.
Thank you so much for supporting me. You guys are awesome.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Bella.
I won't let you go, no. You